With Eric Ibar's aggressive base running in the first, it seemed like it really set the tone for this high-scoring game.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, Eric, he's not going to be timid on those bases, and I think he made a good turn and got in there to start the game off and got some big hits following it, and obviously a big night for Mike.
Now, his first career cycle ending the game, are you surprised that it took him this long?
Well, you know, he's had some games where he's had some chances, but he really put it together. After the first two at-bats, I thought Josh was going to have a chance for it because you get the two toughest ones out of the way. But, you know, naturally, you know, Mike has the ability to do what he did tonight, and it's, you know, it's a great night for him.
Now, Jerome did a great job keeping the game moving. How much did that help the team defensively?
Well, he worked quickly, which was good. He was he lost the release point a little bit in the third inning. Actually, one of the big at bats. We have a 3-0 lead, but they're getting back into the game. They go out first and second after a walk to Ackley, and then he gets behind 3-0 to Kyle Seager, who is really a tough hitter and works his way back. And Eric Ibar and Howie Turner, a really nice double play to get us out of that third inning. And Jerome after that really settled in, threw strikes, and had his good sinker going.
Now, with three consecutive wins at home, is this team finally starting to find their groove?
Well, we'll talk about it, in retrospect at some point. But right now, you turn the page and get ready for tomorrow. There's no doubt that the offense has come alive in these three games, and it's taken a lot of pressure off of some of the things our pitching has to do. And it's good to see those guys swing the bat.
Thank you.
All right.
Mike, he's the youngest to hit for a cycle since Melott in 1929. Were you at that game?
You got a better chance of being at the game than I do, Ted.
What do you think, though? That's pretty impressive stuff, isn't it?
Mike, just seeing his talent, you have to really just continue to shake yourself and say, this kid's 21 years old. You know, we've been talking about for a while since he's been up here. He has so many ways that he can help you win a game. You know, stole a base tonight, looked good in the outfield, and obviously in the batter's box, had an incredible night. And, if I'm a betting man, I got to believe there's another cycle in his career somewhere.
Is that the kind of thing where he knew he needed the home run at the end?
What's that?
Did he know he needed the home run at the end? Is that something?
You have to ask him, but I'm sure he did.
He said, well, I think on TV he said maybe he didn't really realize till.
Oh, really? No, we did.
How about Josh? Good night for him and on his birthday, too.
I think the first inning was important for us. And it was after we got the one, Albert got the big hit to get us going. Josh with the two-out home run and, gave us a little bit of a margin that for Jerome to work with. And as we talked about him getting out of the third inning, it's a little different getting out of the third inning if it's a 0-0 tie, but we're up 3-0, so he still had some, pitchability there. And Josh, his early offense was big for us.
How's Mike gotten better kind of as this season has gone on from sort of a slow start in April?
I think he's just getting comfortable, getting his feet on the ground. I think he's getting more opportunities with guys in scoring position, which is obviously helping him. And he's settled into playing the game the way he did for the lion's share of last year, and it's important to us.
Can you see him becoming the toughest out in baseball, or toughest, most dangerous hitter?
I don't know if there is such a thing as the toughest out or most dangerous hitter, but there's a group of guys that you just, if you pull any manager, you just know you don't want him up there in a certain situation. And I think Mike is going to be on most managers' list, so that speaks volumes to his talent.
Is Ibar okay?
Yeah, his knee got a little bit little tight up, almost like where his quad is, and he should be available tomorrow, but we don't want to take any chances tonight.
Mike, Is he available to start?
Should be available to play tomorrow, yes.
Brought up the word opportunistic several times this year, and that was the key.
I did?
No, we have.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never used that word in my life. Okay.
It's a little long for you.
Yeah, it is.
No, but it's important for you guys to be opportunistic, and I think the first inning was a great example of that.
Well, I think there's a lot of dynamics going on. There's some guys that haven't gotten into their game. There's some guys trying to do too much, and there's certainly some frustration that we've had to kind of you know, keep down to a minimum in the clubhouse. But one thing that I think the guys are playing hard. It's good to string together a couple wins to get a little confidence moving forward. And I think that if we can continue to settle on the pitching side of our team and continue to show we can hold leads, this offense is going to score and score big, and we saw it tonight.
How about thoughts on CJ going tomorrow night?
Well, you know, CJ is usually a really good momentum carrier, and I think we have it now, and hopefully he's going to go out there tomorrow and, you know, pitch along the lines of what we saw Jerome do tonight. Now, you know, naturally he might not shut guys out, but he's got to go out there and set an early tone and give us a chance to win. And you know, we're looking for him to do that.
He has to be envious of the 12 runs tonight, though. Huh?
Well, you know, the early runs are important, and I know it helped Jerome. And yeah. When our offense goes, hopefully we're going to see more games like tonight where we're getting out to some leads and giving our pitchers a little better chance to work. And then maybe we'll get this thing going in the right direction.
Thanks, Matt. All right.